Once again, I'm so happy you could join me for this episode of Mostly Folk. And this is, you know, it's one of those combined episodes of interview. I did this interview with Abby Gardner at WIOX Community Radio, which is locally in the Catskill Mountains at 91.3 FM and worldwide at WIOXradio.org. So this interview was conducted there via telephone with Abby Gardner. And if you don't know who Abby is, you're going to find out from this interview. She's just an incredible artist, and I'm so happy that I've had the opportunity to interview her early in the process of making the charts and moving yourself up. So I'm going to play the interview as conducted, and keep in mind, I'll take out a lot of the unimportant information, but this is a live interview, and for the most part, nothing is edited. So here we go with Abby Gardner. Today, at least for the first 45 minutes of the program, I have a guest via telephone, and I'm sure many of this person. And this is Abby Gardner. And Abby, as you may know, is one third of Red Molly, and she has a number of albums out on her own. And let me just tell you a little bit about Abby Gardner. It's been said, and I'm quoting, Abby has been recognized as an award-winning songwriter with such accolades as 2006 Rocky Mountain Folks Festival Songwriter Showcase. She won second place. The 2008 Lennon Award winner in folk for The Mind of a Soldier, which I do hope to play during this program today. And 2000 American Songwriter Magazine Grand Prize lyric winner for I'd Rather Be and The Mind of a Soldier, was also featured on the Lufthansa Airlines in 2010. And Abby is just an incredible dobro player. If you don't know her, stay tuned for the next 45 minutes. You're going to be listening to Abby Gardner. I'm Artie Martello, and welcome to the Catskills Cafe.
I filled my ears ringing. I heard the song that you were singing. Asking if you crossed my mind. Darling, only all the time. Only when I'm walking. Against the leaves, only when the air takes on that feeling, I'm taken back to the way we used to be. I felt my ears ringing. I heard the song that you were singing, asking if you crossed my. Asking if you crossed my mind. do I see you smiling back at me? Only when I wake up do I know my arms are empty. I felt my ears ringing. I felt my ears ringing.
Abby Gardner from her new album, Dobro Singer. And as I said, I am so thrilled to have Abby on the phone with us today to talk about this new album. Hey, Abby.
Hey, Artie. Thanks for having me.
I'm so proud to have the opportunity to speak with you early in the release of this album, which was May 13th, actually, 9 days ago. And
yeah.
So, how are you doing? It's been a while since we spoke, but
yeah,
it's exciting. It's exciting to see you have this new album out. Talk about that song, Only All the Time. I know that you co-wrote that one with Molly Venter, and you want to talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. It came about really organically. We were on a Red Molly tour, and Molly was just warming up her voice, testing the microphone, and she's got this amazing, big, powerful voice and so much like playfulness with it. So when she warms up, she just is messing around with different, taking the lyrics from one song and putting a different melody and all this stuff. So Do I Ever Cross Your Mind is a Dolly Parton song that mm-hmm. we were doing. And she was kind of messing around with that song, and it just hit me in a different way because she was singing it differently, that the song is a question. The whole song is a question. Do I ever cross your mind? And I thought, oh, that's perfect. We should answer it. So it's one of these ideas I scribbled down. And later on, I came back across it. And thought, oh, yeah, I wrote that first section, the chorus. And then before I got too far, I thought, I got to get Molly in on this. So we wrote the rest of it together. Yeah, the rest is history.
Great. That's neat. Is it, I've asked this of many songwriters, is it difficult to write with other people, or would you rather write songs on your own?
Oh, I love both, actually. Writing on your own, you have that freedom. You don't have to have any sort of communication with someone else and be careful about their feelings or that kind of that mm-hmm. stuff is not there when you're writing alone.
Yeah.
But when you're writing with somebody else, they can push you in ways that you would never think to go. And even in the worst case scenario, like if I have a co-write that this for whatever reason, I feel uncomfortable or they feel uncomfortable or something just isn't really catching, it's always valuable to have that experience because then I feel like, oh, well, I'll just go home and write something. Like I feel less inhibited on my own after I co-write with someone.
Yeah, I totally can understand that. So this new album, this is your what number solo album is this one?
Oh, that's a really good question. I put out at least four, five, maybe. Yeah.
Hope.
I mean, I put out two records before this that are kind of more full band instrumentation. Definitely feature the dobro, but don't. Actually, I put out three.
Okay. All right. That's what I thought.
Before this one, and then before that, I put out a jazz record. And lots of collaborative stuff with different bands and all that kind of thing. So I guess, I don't know, this one feels like a new direction because it's so focused on just mm-hmm. the two elements, the singing and playing. So now I'm like, oh, maybe I can make a whole series of records, like Dobro Singer, Electric, or I get a lap steel, or make a bluegrass record that's the same theme.
Your talent is so unusual, and I guess you know it. I said this before. There aren't many female dobro players out there. I don't know if you know any more, but you're at the top of the list right now. And I was looking through your website and came across, gosh, I have so much to talk to you about in such a short amount of time. I came across The Woodshed. And if you guys go to Abby's website, which is abbygardner.com, you will find there's a link there to something called Woodshed. And Abby teaches lessons playing dobro. And I watched one of your sample lessons, and it was fantastic. I almost wanted to run out and get a dobro. But
See, that's the idea. I totally want to inspire people to feel like it's not impossible, but to feel like they could make some great sounds that they like right away and just kind of bring the learning curve into something achievable. And like you said, there are definitely more professional female dobro players. We're a rare breed, but like Sally Van Meter and Cindy Cashdollar are like heroes of mine for sure. But part of what I really want to inspire people to do is just, I want to inspire other women to play and not feel like I'm out there being more visible about it because I want other women to be like, oh yeah, like, girls can play dobro too. I see it. It matters when you see it. So eventually I hope that it becomes completely not even interesting that I'm female and I play dobro. That there's a whole upswell of maybe even more female than male or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe there will be. Maybe you'll be an inspiration for this next generation. Let me play.
I hope so.
I want to play a tune on here. Gosh, I wish I could play everything while you're with me, but I can't. But I do want to play this one because, to me, this is the definition of how you play the dobro. And this song ends with a dobro solo from Abby that it just blows your mind away. This is Abby Gardner, and hang on tight, Abby. Here you are with See You Again.
French, got 10 conjugations. You always said we'd go someday. I'm counting the stars in each constellation.
Even time.
The only criticism of that song that I have is it ends too soon. I want it to go on and on. Just amazing. Now, this album, which again is titled Dobro Singer, did you have any other people playing with you? And how was it recorded? And where was it recorded? I know it says it on the back of the album, but I want you to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big part of this whole concept. I had this idea for this record years and years ago. Actually, in the middle of making my last record, I just wanted to stop everything and make this one. But yeah, the instrumentation really is just my voice and my dobro. I am using three different dobros, different instruments at different times, but only one at a time. So what my challenge was to make the song sound full enough, like to fill that sonic space with only my instrument and my voice, and see how many different permutations I could make with that. So I'm trying to be the whole band, like the bass player, the drummer, the lead guitar player, the singer, the harmony singing. Sometimes I, especially in that song, I harmonize a line, my vocal line, with the dobro line, and just kind of sneak that in there. So that was my challenge on this record, and I made it. So I made it totally alone, actually, during the pandemic in my closet.
That's unbelievable.
Sounds ridiculous, but
no, it doesn't. It really doesn't sound ridiculous because it does a little bit, because the quality is certainly not affected by that. And
I
had to sit and think, are there instruments here backing her?
But,
Goodness gracious.
That's the idea. I want you to question it.
Wow. It really is. So, again, I'm speaking here with Abby Gardner, who everyone knows is one third of Red Molly. And I want to ask you this. You're now, like you said, this is your fourth solo. Mm-hmm. And other members, well, at least Laurie, I don't know if Molly has done a solo album. She hasn't, has she?
Oh, yeah, she has.
She
but,
has?
She is recording under the name Goodnight Moonshine. So that's what you want to look out for. With her husband. Okay. So they're a duo in that.
That is it. How much different is it than singing with the group? Okay, and going out and doing something on your own, is it a little bit more scary for you to do that, or do you feel you have that support behind you from all the Red Molly fans?
Yeah, I would say I wouldn't say I'm scared. It's definitely just a different thing when I step out on stage, kind of filling the whole, almost like what I said with recording. I try to find a way to step into that role and fill up all the space when I'm performing alone. So it's just a different mindset for me. I can get a little bit more sincere with the audience, I guess, because I'm not joking around with my friends on stage. I'm a little bit more sincere. I tell more stories about things I've gone through or things I've experienced, funny stories, but also serious ones. And I think I lean a little bit more towards like the bluesier side of things when I'm solo.
Okay. Why don't we play something else from the album while I have you with me? Oh, something I did want to mention. You do something really nice on this album, and that is your patrons. You mention on each cut of the album one of your patrons and who sponsors that song. So that's a really nice thing to do. And by the way, if folks who are listening want to become a patron of Abby, how would they go about that?
Oh, yeah. They can find the link. The easiest way to do it is find the link on my website. You'll see a little Patreon sign there, or you can go straight to patreon.com and type in my name. It's patreon.com/Abby Gardner, and you'll see my big face there with my dobro.
Okay, you kind of came from a background of music. Your dad, of course, is Herb Gardner, and jazz pianist, Dixieland trombonist. And I read somewhere that you, as a young child, studied classical flute. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. I was kind of going off in a different direction when I was younger. But I was always surrounded by music, for sure.
So the sixth song on this album is called Cypress Tree. And you say, I had no intention of putting this on the record. It feels like a sloppy mess. But it also feels genuine and raw, which appeals to me. Plus JP, who's JP?
JP is my co-producer on this record. So I was alone in my little closet studio, but after I recorded one track for the record and listened back to all the different takes and trying to decide which try was the best one to put on the record, I felt like I was getting overly critical of myself. So I called in my friend JP, who is a great guitar player. I've played with him for a long time. And I just trust his ears, because he's not a perfectionist. He'll push me to be the best that I can be, but he actually likes some of the grittiness, sometimes when I make mistakes, that's his favorite part. So I thought, like, this is what I'm trying for. I was not trying to make a perfect record. I was trying to make a real record that if I just sat in a room with someone and played the songs, there would be some things that were not perfect, but they were real. So,
right, exactly.
So I knew he would understand that and be able to listen to the takes and just pick one out and not even tell me which one it is. It was really interesting getting him involved, because he, especially with this song, I was thinking, oh, this is just a wreck. And one of the only ones I didn't do to a click, I didn't use a little metronome on it because I wanted to play free. And my voice is a little, it's very free.
Okay, no problem, you know, this is
there's
life.
Some gravel in there. But he loved it.
Yeah.
He stood his ground. I was going to do it over, and he said, no, you're not allowed.
You always have the out that if nobody likes it, you could say, JP forced me to keep it, as
exactly.
You do in the liner notes. So, so here's Avi Gardner with Cypress Tree.
drop a key that untuned me out.
But I did want to talk about the opening song on the album, which, according to the one sheet that came along with the album, says that the opening track, Down the Mountain, starts with a powerful bluesy stomp, but later begs, "Send my prayers down the river in a little paper boats. They're too heavy for heaven, so I hope they float." This song earned Abby a slot in the 2021 IBMA Songwriter Showcase and was also featured in Phil Ledbetter's Masters at Slide compilation CD. And Down the Mountain was singled out as a show stealer in Michael K. Brantley's Bluegrass Unlimited review. And he goes on to say Dobro Singer is going to be a must-have. So that's a pretty nice compliment, I think, for a really great artist and amazing dobro player, Abby Gardner. So I would like to play that song if you want to add anything to it, Down the Mountain.
No, that's great. Thank you for all that. Sometimes I forget about all this stuff. I try not to read my own press, but it's nice.
No, that's good. And this came from, sort of was inspired by the book, The Woman of Troublesome Creek. I'm not familiar with that book, so maybe you could explain it to our listeners.
Yeah, sure. It's a fantastic book where these women are librarians, but it's back in olden times in a mining town. And they are bringing books out into like remote areas on horseback. And it's a really dangerous job. And it's all women that are doing it. And there's also this whole side story, not a side story, but another part of the story that is one of the bookwoman's fathers is in coal mining. And it kind of describes that whole life. And then also this genetic issue that they're having with the blue people. So there's certain people that have this gene where their skin looks blue. And of course, when anyone looks different from anyone else, somehow people have problems with that. So the book has just got so many different stories. It's a really rich, true story. And so my song is loosely based on that. It's kind of more the emotion, and that's where I get like the coal mining and this woman's relationship with her dad.
Okay, so let's play that tune. Here's Abby Gardner with Down the Mountain.
Coal. My daddy was a miner. He dug Take my trouble, I can't. Oh, take my trouble down, I can't carry it no more. Throw that trouble down the mountain. Whose trouble weighed me down?
Abby Gardner with Down the Mountain from her new album, Dobro Singer. And don't forget, Abby's website is abbygardner.com. That's A-B-B-I-E, Gardner. Let's continue on with the conversation. Now, are you doing concerts by yourself and with Red Molly, or what's happening for you down the road?
Yeah, so far Red Molly is not back out on the road. The reality of touring right now is it's really a lot more expensive to do, but also pays less.
Yeah. So, no, that's the reality. Sort of, that is the stark reality of this. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm doing some shows. I'm staying mostly local, and doing some shows solo, some shows splitting with my friends just because I miss my friends. I want to play with them. And then also I'm trying out these songs with a guitar player sometimes. So that's how I'm going to do my New York City CD release show in June with another guitar player. And it's really fun to kind of trade off who's playing the rhythm part. Then it frees me up a little bit to play, branch out a little more on the dobro, and then back them up and get inspired by what they play. And it just turns into a nice, like, improv situation, but with the solid foundation that I have from the record.
Yeah, that's great that you can do that. Each one of you guys is so talented. It always amazes me. You can individually have solo careers, and hopefully this will be going well for you. I love the fact that you're a teacher. And again, people should check out that Woodshed tab on Abby's website. Once again, I'm here with Abby Gardner. And I do know that Abby has to leave. She has a class. So I'm gonna play out some more things. Oh, before I do, I'll play out your section of this program with a song that you wrote. And yesterday was Armed Forces Day. And you wrote this incredible. So did Red Molly record Mind of a Soldier? I think it did, right?
Yeah, Red Molly recorded it, and then I re-recorded it again during the pandemic with just the different songs kind of change and grow over the years. So, yeah.
So
that's
why
I felt, yeah.
You released this as a single when?
Yeah.
Last year?
Last November, yeah, for Veterans Day.
Yeah, so can people get a hold of this if they go to your website? Oh, by the way, if you want to buy one of Abby's albums, the place to go is her website. And always go to the website because that's where the artists get the best returns for their album, as opposed to some of the streaming services. So you could find this album, Dobro Singer, there, along with Abby's other albums. And lots of great videos of, I always like to watch her play the dobro because I can't. And it's just an amazing thing. So just quick, I'll let you go right after this. Tell us about this song, Mind of a Soldier.
Yeah, this is a song I wrote a long time ago, but I was really struck by news reports when they report how many soldiers died in a battle or in some sort of altercation. And when it's just a number, it felt so impersonal. And I was just thinking of the families of the people who are kind of fighting their own battles at home. So I wanted to write that story, and I held back from writing it for a while because I was thinking, like, who am I to write this? I'm not a soldier. I'm not even married to one. I don't know the mind of a soldier. I kept thinking that to myself. And then that ended up being my way into the song, because the main line of the chorus is, I don't claim to know the mind of a soldier, but I once knew the heart of a man.
Right. Yeah. It's a beautiful song. It's a great tribute. And so, yeah, and I love it. So I'm going to leave you, and I won't leave my audience. The program is going on, so don't go away. But I'm going to let Abby go because I know she has to leave. And I just want to thank you so much for being with me today. And
thank you, Artie.
Lots of luck with the album. I know it's going to do well. And I'm sure it'll be up on those. Hey, I played a lot of Abby Gardner this weekend. I think I played you on my two other shows. So you'll get credit on
thank
the folk
you.
Charts. And hopefully it's gonna be up there in the top 10. Thanks, Abby.
Oh, so.
Have a fantastic
great talking to you.
Yes, same here. Have a great day.
Heavy prayers to the post office and the grocery store. It's so strange to go on living here, home and safe from harm, but in constant fear of losing you. Over ocean traveled through a darkness I'll never understand. I don't claim to know the mind of a soldier, but I once knew the heart of a man. My job, to keep on going like nothing's changed. But while you're off fighting wars with demons you can see, there ain't nothing I can do to fight the devil inside me. dish if you're able. I don't care if you look like me. Hope you don't mind if I don't speak your language. Have another plate of my rice and beans. All my friends are here at the banquet. Everybody knows what hungry means when you're born in the city. Born in the city, oh, just like me. Every street, some high class, but most real gritty. I walked them all with my own two feet. Uptown, downtown, east side, west side. Nobody shocked by what they see. Rich folks, poor folks, old folks, young folks. Everybody working for the rent they need. When you're born in the city, born in the city, oh, just like me.
My brain feels like broken dishes. I had one too many kisses. I got drunk on you, and I ain't got no good excuse. Just to say hello, and the next awoke a thirst I had, I didn't even know. I lost all inhibition as we kissed into the night, never thinking, was it wrong, alright? But no risk, no gain. Spent my whole life being tame. So we snuck off, no one seemed to miss us. Had ourselves too many kisses. Well, maybe I'll stop counting and just fall in love with you. I can't seem to stop it, no. Things that fall apart. I get up when the bed stops spinning. Oh, I wish I could stop all this thinking. for love, I'm still suspicious. We just had one too many kisses. Just one too many. Do you remember back when we were kids? When you found more trouble than I could fix, one demon in your ear and another on your lips. That was back when we were kids. I started having recurring dreams where you'd grow so tall. Just 18, and this time I believed it when they said next of kin. I just stopped breathing. I got the call when I was just 18, and through the years I've managed to forgive.
Thank you.
you're there with me. Your kiss I feel in your face. Oh, I see. Snatch your lips now. The drive me crazy. It's just your haunting memory. Those memories of you still haunt me. Every night when I lay down, I'll always love you, my little darling, till the day.
Once again, Abby Gardner with a tune from her new album, Dobro Singer, and this one, Those Memories. Before that, When We Were Kids, and Too Many Kisses, and Born in the City before that one. And we led off this four-song set with Mind of a Soldier, which was a single that Abby just released again, and there you have it. That was not on Dobro Singer. In the meantime, I have I think we have time for a couple of more tunes from Abby, so let's close out the program with a couple of songs from Abby's new album, Dobro Singer. Here's Abby Gardner.
Just remember, darling, all you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears. So alone without you. And maybe you will be lonesome too. Just just remember till you're home again. You belong to me. You belong to me.
Well, we couldn't get a couple of songs in, but we did get that one in, and the title of that song is You Belong to Me, once again from Abby Gardner and her new album, Dobro Singer. I want to thank Abby for joining me today, and it was just a great pleasure speaking with her. And don't forget, abbygardner.com is her website, and you'll learn lots of things about her. Incredible artist, new album, Dobro Singer, Abby Gardner. This is Artie Martello, hoping you enjoyed the program. I wish you have a fantastic day, and join me next week for another episode of Mostly Folk.
Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're